Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it is fun Friday time. You made it through the week. I'm happy for you. All right. So before we get too far in, let's remember our scripture of the week. It was Acts chapter 20, verse 35. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Hey guys, I unpacked that scripture on Monday on the spiritual kickoff. So if you need to go back, check that one out. I highly encourage you to do that, because I really spent a lot of time talking about, you know, what that verse means, you know, how it got there from Paul, you know, what he was trying to teach at Ephesus, what was going on in that time, and then how you can apply that verse into your life today. Now, before the Wednesday episode this week, the meat, we were all talking about that abundant mindset, right? And we had Dan Lewis with us, and he really walked through a lot of information, a lot of insight on how to have that abundant mindset. And a couple of things that stood out to me, he really talked about pride and worth, right? And, you know, pride, guys, we have to be careful of that. We really need to be careful, because that can hold us back from reaching that abundance. And then worth, realizing what your worth is. And if you realize that you are out there, that you have something to bring to this world, and that it's okay, you don't have to have it all figured out. Just lean in. There was a lot that he talked about there with abundance. And then he would talk about that desired leader. You know, you need to be to be putting yourself around the people that you're trying to desire to be like, right? So if you want to achieve certain things in abundance in life, look around at who's around you right now. You know, are you surrounding yourself with men that are going to help you get to where you need to go? Okay. Or what's God's calling you to? Or are you surrounded by men that are holding you back, that are pulling you down? Really think about that, guys. So go back, check out that Wednesday episode. A lot of great insight there from Dan. Highly encourage you to check out his podcast, The Journey of a Christian Dad. I've been on that show myself, so there may be some ideas that you can get from just listening to our conversation that we had. So for Fun Friday, you know I like to give you a health tip, a well tip, and a self tip, okay? Or a health tip this week. And for some reason, guys, when I was thinking about an abundant life and abundant mindset, you know, I went straight to water intake. And I don't know why, I just did. You know, we all got to step it up here. And I looked at a stat out there, and the U.S. National Academies of Sciences and Engineering, they determined that the adequate daily fluid intake for what a guy, just how much water should a guy drink a day, is about 15 and a half cups or 3.7 liters. And I'm like, well, I don't know how much that is. Like, we're America, right? So I went and did a Google. 3.7 liters is right at a gallon, okay? That's roughly a gallon of water. Okay, now, That may sound intimidating to you. Chris, I don't even like to drink water, much less a gallon of it. Well, I'm going to give you a couple of tips, okay? Because I started that this year. I started drinking a gallon of water a day. Now, here's what you got to do. When you start something new, it's going to be hard. You're going to pee a lot, okay? It's just going to happen. So you're going to be going to the bathroom a lot. But you can make it easier. What I did to make it easier for me is I actually split it into two. So I bought me 2 half-gallon jugs, okay? And I labeled them one, I labeled them two. I'm looking over here to my right now. I'm on jug number two right now throughout the day. When I work out in the mornings, I'm taking jug one with me. And my goal, my personal goal, is to get jug one done by, 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. So during my workout, I'm pounding water. You know, as I'm getting the kids and stuff ready for school, I'm finishing up that first 1/2 gallon. So when I'm going to carpool and we're headed to get the day started, I've already got 1/2 gallon done. And to me, just knowing that I only have another 1/2 gallon to go, it makes the day a lot easier to mentally, I'm going to check that box. And then you just work on that second 1/2 gallon throughout the day. But at some points, though, I'll be late in the day, I'll just need to chug it. But get that water in. It does so much good for your body, and you'll get used to it. Trust me, you'll be able to, all of a sudden you'll be able to hold your water a lot better. It does take time. You have to train your bladder, things like that, but you'll get there. So there you go, guys. Start drinking a gallon of water a day. I promise you it's really healthy. It's going to help keep a lot of things flushed and cleaned out. And it's just a good habit to get into. Now for a wealth tip, I want you to, from an abundance mindset, remember to tithe. Remember to tithe. What did Jesus say? It's more blessed. It's more blessed to give than to receive. So if it's more blessed, you need to get into practice of getting to the habit of giving, okay? And this is the baseline requirement, fellas, period. Tithing is it. And it starts with what you have at the top, not what's left over. Too many guys just think through, well, I need to pay my bills, then I can tithe. No, the Bible says, the first fruit, right? The top. So to be more blessed, you need to practice solid financial discipline, period. So if you hadn't started to make this a practice, jump into it, lean in. I promise you, you will figure this out. It will be something that will bless you, but you need to be intentional here. Take some acts, start to tithe. All right, for your self tip, and we talked about it a little bit, Dan and I want you to have an abundant marriage, I want you to give your wife more than she asked for. Find ways to go above and beyond and speak her love languages. I mean, think about it. Too many times, dudes, we stop dating our wives when we get married. We have to flip the script. And starting this weekend, make that your action. Flip the script. Buy her some flowers, okay? Leave her a love note. Maybe do some doggone laundry, whatever her love language is. Maybe if her love language is acts of service, you're doing some housework. One of the best investments of your time that you can make is to strengthen your relationship with the most important person that you have on earth, and that's your wife. Pursue that abundant marriage. Make the effort. It's going to pay off. Again, when your kids are, when they grow up and they leave, they're going to be gone. You're going to be left with just you and her. You need to be investing time in your relationship with her right now. Every week, every day, show her. And when's the last time you walked by and you tickled her? When's the last time that you sent her a text message to think about how much you miss her? Or just give her the look. Guys, we all know what the look is. Build up that anticipation. You got to lean in here. I want you to have an abundant marriage. But it doesn't happen by accident, guys. Again, Satan wants to destroy your marriage. Do not let that happen. Okay? So there are your 3 tips. Get that gallon of water in every week. Remember to tithe and have an abundant marriage. Okay? Now, the book of the week. This was actually a book that got brought up to me by a guest that I went on his show called The Broken Catholic. He talked about this book. I went ahead and I bought it. I read it. And it's great. It's called The Treasure Principle. It's a little bitty book. I mean, it took me a couple mornings to read it. I pounded through it. But I tell you what, I wanted to pull out these treasure principle keys for you guys. There's only like 6 of them. Number one, God owns everything. I'm his money manager. How many times have you guys heard me talk about that? We're stewards. Number two, my heart always go where I put God's money. You know, where your treasure is, your heart will be found also, right? Number three, heaven, not earth, is my home. Just remember, where are we building those treasures up? It's not he who with the most toys wins. You know, one day we're going to reap the eternal treasures on heaven. Make sure you're building them there. Number four, I should live not for the dot, but for the line. Now, for the dot, what they're talking about is the day. It's like the our life, our earthly life. The line is the eternity. You know, we need to be living for the line, the eternity, for where we're going. Number five here, giving is the only antidote to materialism. I mean, how about that? You want to beat materialism? Give it away. And the last one, God prospers me not to raise my standard of living, but to raise my standard of giving. Standard of giving. Guys, this one, I read this book, and this week we were talking about abundant mindset and the power of giving. This book just, it had to be the book of the week. Highly encourage it. Check out the show notes. There'll be a link right there for you guys to go check out that book. Add it to your library. I promise it will be a blessing for you. All right, dad joke time. So it's fun Friday. You know we have some dad jokes. So dad joke number one, why couldn't the bicycle stand up by itself? Because it was too tired. Now, guys, that will definitely win. That will win a good an eye roll or a laugh. Come on now. Number two, what starts with E and ends with E, but only has one letter in it? An envelope, of course. So, guys, that's going to be a toss-up there, really. This week, I think I really went above and beyond on the dad jokes here. So, why couldn't a bicycle stand up by itself? It was too tired. What starts with E and ends with E, but only has one letter in it? An envelope, of course. So there you go. Let us know which one you like, which one hits home, which one gets an eye roll, which one gets a chuckle out of that four-year-old. We just want to know. Hopefully it serves you well and at least gets some smiles going in for your weekend. As you go into the weekend, be thinking about the question of the week. Do you give to serve others or yourself? So do you give to serve others or yourself? You guys got to answer that question honestly. You know, I pray that we're giving to serve others. What did Jesus say? It's more blessed to give than to receive. Keep that in mind. I want you to have an abundant mindset. I want you to accomplish all the great things that God has in store for you. But it doesn't happen until you lean in and you take action. There's no prosperity gospel here, boys. We have to put in the work day in, day out. That's what lions are all about. So go ahead, have an abundant mindset, put in the work. Be more blessed, give, than receive. So guys, if you're liking The Lion Within Us, please share it. Please, I'm asking you, go share it with someone else. Go send a text message, send an email. Go check out our Facebook group. Be part of that community. We're trying to grow that community. Join the Lion's Den. You can go to thelionwithin.us. Join the Lion's Den. That's free. That gets you right into our email group. Guys, we're not going to spam you. I don't have time to spam you. What I'm going to try to send you is encouraging information to try to help you grow in your walk, to be the leader that you're predestined to be. So guys, we'll send out a newsletter once a month. But then if you're part of that community, you can connect with me directly. Ask questions. Let me know what's on your mind. What topics do we need to be covering? Where are you struggling with? You know, we're working on programs to help serve you. You know, we have the Bible study out there. Get it. It's free. Go to thelionwithin.us. Get the Bible study. Start working through that material. If there's an opportunity to use it at your church, let me know. I'd be interested to know how I can help serve your church and let them get started with that material. There's all sorts of ways to use this stuff to help men grow. That's what we want. We want to help you grow in your walk. So leave a rating, write a review. Those things make all the difference in the world. Don't just be a consumer, guys. Take those steps. So guys, I pray this week has been a good week, that you're ready for the weekend, that you're pumped up that it's Friday, you're heading out there, you're going to make some wonderful things happen, that you've learned more about abundance this week, because it's so important to have that abundance mindset. So guys, thank you again for listening, for being part of the group. Now go out, unleash the lion within.
All right, guys, are you looking for something fun to do for a date night? I got it for you, and you're going to thank me forever. It's called the Sexploration List. It's going to open up a fun conversation to come together on the topic of sex. So to get your copy of the Sexploration List, we partnered with Uncovering Intimacy, and they have many more resources that are going to help you and your spouse come together, have a great conversation, and grow your sex life together. And we know at the Lion Within Us, to be a lion, to be the leader, you need a strong marriage. And that part of that strong marriage is a strong sex life. So guys, go to thelionwithin.us/sex. Use the coupon code LION at checkout, and you'll get 10% off your order store-wide. So that's thelionwithin.us/sex, coupon code LION. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.